Matthew, I'm home.
All right, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. Do you have any interesting updates on your end?
Not much.
Not much? Usually you have plenty to say, Jay. That's one of the reasons I started a podcast with you. You are a regular chatty Kathy. I mean, not literally. That's just an expression.
I'm sorry, I'm just a little quiet right now. It's just,
Just what? Come on, Jay. You can tell me what it is.
Okay. Well, I went out to eat last night.
Yes. Sounds normal so far. I really don't get... I don't understand what the issue is here.
Yeah. That's because I'm in the middle of the story.
I see.
Yeah, so I went out to a restaurant, and I ate something funny last night at it.
You ate something funny last night? What does that mean?
It means I ate something funny. At a restaurant by my partner's home.
Okay, so let me get this straight. You were dining, okay, near your partner's spot. And you ate something funny? Like, what? You ate a rubber chicken?
No. I did not eat a rubber chicken. But now my belly feels funny.
I'm very sorry to hear about this. What kind of food do you normally like to eat, Jay?
I like to eat all kinds of food. It depends on the factors, like weather and what genre of music I was listening to at the time.
Really? So, do you prefer to eat hot food or, well, cold food?
I love hot food. The hotter, the better. What are you doing?
I was just pretending to burn the roof of my mouth. I mean, you mentioned you liked hot food, so I don't know. I guess I just decided to do an act out.
Oh, yes. I love act outs. Thanks for doing that, Matthew. You just improved my life just now.
I frankly enjoy improving your life using humor. I like seeing your face light up as you begin laughing at something I just said. It makes me proud when you laugh at some shit I came up with. Literally, usually just shit off the top of my head.
You mean like improv?
Yeah. I improvise a bit when I engage with you.
Nice. I guess I do too. It's not like every time we're hanging out, we have some script we're reading off of, right? We're just saying whatever it is coming off the top of our heads, and there's just no script in sight.
I know. I would actually love to do some scripted shit with you sometime, though, Jay. Like, maybe, I don't know, we could come up with, like, some creepy sci-fi thingy.
Yeah, that would be so cool. So, what have you been getting into lately? Anything cool, or...?
I've been playing soccer a lot with some really kind, interesting people in my community. But, of course, I end up getting some problems because of it.
What? Soccer in your community? That doesn't sound like a place to encounter many issues. I mean, yeah, sure... Maybe some administrative errors during the community sign-up process, but that's nothing some smart consultants couldn't straighten out.
I know, right? No, yeah, it's definitely not anything where we need to get so many consultants to deal with these matters. Well, I don't know. I don't encounter issues with the soccer-playing dudes. I mean, dude, yeah, I actually encounter issues with the people in the cafeteria across the street.
Oh, no, not at the cafeteria? What have you been dealing with at the cafeteria?
Okay, let me just crack my knuckles here and get ready to begin. Well, first of all, I asked for my sandwich to be toasted at the cafeteria, and the deli person just up and tosses it into this super freaking nice-ass metal machine, but for all of 8 seconds, and then hands it back to me. Basically, what this cafeteria employee did is made the bread slightly hardened, but not even vaguely golden. Like, what the f***?
Oh, shit. I'm sorry to hear that.
It's even worse when the meal is, you know that sandwich, grilled cheese. Like, seriously, you handed me back a cold cheese sandwich? That's an oxymoron. Cold cheese on slightly crisp bread. Right. Yeah. I'm liable to write a snide review. I don't know. Maybe on one of those newfangled apps the kids have been talking about.
Nah, forget the review. Maybe just give me a call and we can talk about our days. I will try and talk all soft. Maybe do some ASMR on you so you can start to relax.
I'm just so stressed right now.
Why are you stressed? Do you need to get laid or something?
No, thank you very much. I'm just pissy a bit. Sorry.
What are you pissy or bitter about?
I just hate so much stuff. Metal scraping.
Yes, yes. It makes me uneasy, honestly.
I know, right? Ugh. I also hate honking in traffic. And I also hate error codes on my laptop. Plus, my grandmother's sweaters she insists on giving me for Xmas. That literally irritates me.
Wow, Matthew. You're starting to sound like a funny comedian doing stand-up comedy. Everything irritates you now. Is there anything that doesn't irritate you?
It's hard for me to think. I get irritated by so much. Wow.
Well, I know there's got to be some stuff you like. Like, Oh, yeah, I know. You enjoy flying.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I love to fly.
Yes. I'm always happy when you have a big trip coming up. I tell anyone willing to listen, hey, Maddie's got a big trip coming up. He's going to fly in a big jet plane.
What can I say? I love to fly.
What do you like most about flying?
I love soaring around the clouds.
I see. No. What do you like in a pilot? If you got to choose any pilot to fly your commercial jet, what would they be like?
They'd be smart. Definitely quick on their feet. Probably someone chill and easygoing. Fun to talk to. Like a nice enough person who I can vibe with. This is funny, though. Like, we could maybe riff a bit here about what we would, not want our airline pilot to be like.
Yes, all right. So, like, things you don't want your pilot to say, right? That's what you're saying? Okay.
Yes, hello, this is your captain speaking. I'm really damn exhausted right now because I was up late last night having a wild sex orgy. There was lots of group sex. And it went on and on, you know, well past midnight. Now I'm tired. Yes, this is your pilot. I hope the co-pilot brought some caffeinated soda or ginseng. I'm passing the hell out.
Okay.
Yes! Hello, this is your captain speaking. I'm seriously drunk. Like, for real. I'm seriously drunk! And I'm hungover from yesterday, too. Basically, I hope my co-pilot is sober because I'm liable to fly the plane directly into birds or low satellites, which would suck and delay us from getting to our intended destination. Roger out.
Dude, that was nuts. A drunk pilot. I would hate that. Pilots should just drink right when they land, you know? They can literally just be drunk as hell as soon as they land.
Nah, not the second they land. The second they dock at the terminal. It's not always easy navigating from the runway to the gate. They need to be focused for the taxiing procedures. And then, as soon as the fasten seatbelt sign is turned off, boom! It's time to get crunk, yo! Oh yeah, let's do this.
Oh yeah, let's party, let's boogie, oh yeah!
Anyways, back to reality for a second. What's been new in your life lately?
I've been getting pretty passionate about a new topic lately.
What's the topic?
It's pertinent to children.
Really?
Yeah. I think that school pictures should be abolished.
School pictures?
Yeah, like picture day. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
I hate quote-unquote picture day.
Me too. So much money.
So much stress. And failed hairdos galore.
It's seriously annoying. Why, year after year, do our nation's youth have to sit awkwardly posed in front of crappy-looking fake backgrounds? Is it just to appear on some cringy compilation? I believe that we should abolish Picture Day.
Yeah. But, wait, what do y'all think? Hit it, Eckhart Lowell and Sven Gunderson.
I like Picture Day because class pictures and individual portraits are a great way to create memories, as they encapsulate your child's age every single year. While Picture Day may seem stressful, try to relax.
We should keep School Picture Day, but, and wait for this, we don't tell the kids or the parents when it is. That way, the kids will not get so anxious and nervous about having to prepare for Picture Day. Anyway, I hope the podcast goes great, and I hope that we get a lot of wild takes on this. Can't wait for the debate.
Do I think School Picture Day should be a thing? No, I do not think it should be a thing. It sucks.
I think the school photos can help students a lot, as long as they're able to put their own personality into it.
So many children are exposed to photography applications such as Snapchat and their iPhones, Samsungs, iPads, iPods, that it just seems redundant. It's seriously whacked out to expect to make a whole day out of a simple picture. Peace.
They shouldn't have Picture Day at my school because they do not allow cameras in my school.
I think for like younger kids, be a thing, and then for like teens. Thanks. Bye.
2020 school pictures are going to be hella awesome and hella goth. Get them surgical mask. We could get creative here, and I think that would just be hella awesome. Hella goth. Hashtag goth.
Hello, Jake. And hello, Matthew. This is your former President Barack Obama, and I wanted to share my opinion on School Picture Day. It's one of America's greatest traditions, and I do believe we should cherish it.
The grandparents and the aunts and uncles love these things, and I think to deny them the school picture is incomprehensible.
School Picture Day should not be a thing, because the photographer is always trying to be funny to make you smile, but let's just say they're not a comedian.
Thanks for hitting us up, y'all.
Yeah, thanks, y'all. Thanks for hitting us up.
So, anyways, it's time to talk about our guest.
Yes, I'm glad you said that.
Me too. Let's get into it.
Well, our guest is, first and foremost, our friend.
Yes, friend. Check.
Our guest also designed our logo.
Mm-hmm. Logo. Check.
And our guest lived with me in Virgil Village. And we all went camping together for fun.
Virgil Village, camping together for fun. Check.
Yes. Let's bring out
Steve Smith.
Steve, what's cracking? What's cracking, my guy?
Not a mucho. Same old, same old. Just been chilling mostly. What's up with you? And you too, Matthew. You should chime in too.
Well, I've been getting into watching documentaries, and Matthew...
I've been playing a lot of soccer on weekends.
That's awesome.
Steve, now, I've known you for many years. I was your neighbor. Now, there's one thing that I can't quite put my finger on. Where are you from?
I come from Michigan.
Oh, yes. I remember you saying this. You coming from Michigan and all. Now, do you like the University of Michigan Wolverines or the Michigan State University Spartans?
I like the Michigan State Spartans, but my wife likes the University of Michigan Wolverines.
Oh, no. The University of Michigan Wolverines. I bet you and your wife have plenty to talk about each year when the teams go head-to-head against each other.
Yes, we have plenty to talk about, and we have plenty to talk about year-round, too.
Ah, year-round. What else do you and your wife talk about?
We talk about our life situation, like our jobs and stuff, and we talk about our personal lives. Like, if my wife just started getting close with a friend at her office, she would tell me about it, most likely.
Nice. I do not have a wife, but if I did, I would want her to tell me so much. I would want to know practically everything going on, whether it be office politics, what her favorite pasta shell is, or whether or not she'll be involved in any upcoming community workshops.
Great! Community workshops! I hope she is involved in those.
Steve, I said I do not have a wife. I have a, well, girlfriend. The wife thing was hypothetical.
I know.
Awkward. So, I heard you recently got back from a nice vacation. How was it? Did you get a tan?
Yes, I got a tan on my vacation, and my friend got a sunburn.
Oh no. Your friend got a sunburn? Why did your friend get a sunburn?
My friend forgot to bring sunblock, and he fell asleep in the sand.
Ah, that's too bad. I wish I would have known about this. I could have brought my umbrella for your friend. Or sunblock.
What else did you do on your vacation?
I went hiking, swimming, and played with horses.
Oh, nice. Horses. How unusual. What did you do with the horses?
I rode them on a trail and then got something to eat afterwards.
Nice. I'm assuming it was lunch, whatever. What did you eat?
I ate a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, a bag of Lay's, and a lukewarm diet Sprite.
That sounds pretty good. But come on, Steve. Let's try and get more personal. I've known you for years. We have to get deeper than this. Oh, I know. Where did you go to school?
I went to the University of Texas at Austin. I received a full-ride scholarship.
That's excellent.
Yes, very good, Steve. What did you study at the University of Texas at Austin?
I studied finance, but I always wanted to get involved in gaming or graphic design. One of my old buddies from an old travel basketball league introduced me to a cool software program on his MacBook Pro. And I've been getting heavy into some other shit ever since.
Nice.
Whoa. What the?
Y'all hear what I'm hearing?
Definitely. It sounds like angels.
I love angels, and definitely hope it's them we're hearing. So, what have you been up to lately?
I met somebody weird recently.
What do you mean by weird?
You know, someone who's just off.
Well, I don't know what you mean by weird exactly. I mean, I'm guessing that the individual is different from other folks you've met, which probably means they are different, not weird by any stretch of the imagination.
Yes, Steve, let's be real. Do you want to hang out with someone who just wants to watch a popular movie and eat Chipotle later, or someone who wants to do photography just as mythical animals and make sushi from the neighborhood reservoir by f***ing fly fishing? Don't question people, just go for the goal.
Yeah, I like people with long hair sometimes, for instance, and I don't sit around thinking, why don't I befriend people with short hair like normal folks and let them pass me by? If I see a potential friend with longish hair, I'm going to at least talk to them about, I don't know, something boring like the weather, just to open them up, you know? No matter how bleak my so-called chances of being their friend may seem.
That's smart. Damn, you guys actually know what you're talking about. Maybe I was being too judgmental.
Yeah. You know, we used to be called those weird guys. We understand weirdness really well, and I guess if you think something's weird, just run it by us real quick and we'll let you know what's up.
Okay. I guess you're right. I should start branching out a bit. To be honest, I've been starting to get bored of the norm with my friends. Half the time we just sit around the TV going, "What do you want to watch?" "I don't know. What do you want to watch?" It's pathetic. And I'm wired to seek excitement, and if these weird guys get my blood pressure rising, I need to realize that maybe he's not so weird after all. Hell, maybe we're all a bit weird after all.
Well, where did you see this weird guy?
I saw him at the store. Not a fancy store or anything. Like, it wasn't a shoppy, you know, with two P's and an E at the end. But it was a well-run joint, and I needed to buy some Brussels sprouts.
Oh, damn. Were you, like, going to a hipster party or something?
No, I wasn't going to a hipster party. Not everyone who eats Brussels sprouts is a hipster.
All the hipsters I know are meat eaters. But hipsters are very open when it comes to personal beliefs. As long as they don't bring harm to others or to their environments. Like their apartments, or condos, and even homes.
What?
Forget it.
Hey guys, what if hipsters caught fleas?
Holy shit, dude. Wait, you mean like instead of cats catching fleas, like if hipsters caught them?
Yeah, exactly.
If hipsters caught fleas, like, yes. Instead of consulting with your veterinarian for an approved anti-flea formulation that is meant to be used directly on dogs, you would go to a record store or even a Starbucks and consult with an aging hipster for an approved anti-flea formulation that is meant to be used directly on hipsters.
Yeah, exactly.
No, if hipsters caught fleas, they would be forced to shave their ironic beards because their beards, frankly, could house thousands of colonies of lice and fleas.
What did the hipster say to her friend to peer pressure her?
What?
Come on. Nobody else is doing it.
Okay, how many hipsters does it take to screw in, say, a light bulb?
How many?
You would not know. It is kind of an obscure number. Okay.
Half the time, I don't know if someone is a hipster or just has poor eyesight.
No.
Wait, you mean because of the thick-rimmed black glasses they wear?
Half the time, I don't know if someone is hipster or Amish.
Yes to this. Thank you. I trash hipsters because they don't understand what the world is really like.
Honestly, you are not even a real hipster in my book until you end up bringing your typewriter to a Starbucks.
Yes. Hi, I would like to order one of a cafe Americano, hold the cream, and some typewriter oil. Sorry, I know I'm weird. I just think it's good to use a typewriter here at Starbucks. I'm a hipster, you see.
Remember, Steve, you actually played a hipster on TV once, on Eternal TV. You know that show UJB on Eternal Family?
Yep, that was awesome.
Yeah, you also have a show on there called Machine Symphony, where basically the music and imagery are generated entirely by a computer. By the way, Eternal Family is lit, and episode 2 of J-Humor is now on there too.
Sorry for the interruption. It turns out J-Humor episode 2 is coming to Eternal Family on August 28th with a live premiere party. And now, back to the podcast.
I'm gonna be watching Eternal Family on loop, y'all.
I noticed you just said the word y'all. Are you from the American South?
Nah. I just think it sounds cool. I say y'all sometimes, and I think, well, that's pretty cool. Like, I'll say it again right now, f*** it. Y'all, Friday is my second favorite F word.
Yes. Anyways,
nice.
Got anything to plug, Steve?
Keep an eye out for a show I made called Piggy on HBO Max.
HBO Max, I'm down. Also, everyone listening, do yourself a favor and follow Steve on all social media platforms at Sleeve Smith.
I already follow Steve on all social platforms. What do you recommend I do?
Eat some vegetables.
Okay. Hey, I was already planning, Matthew. I was going to do that.
Nice.
You are so ridiculous.
Come on. You hang out with me.
We all hang out with each other. Yes, we're all weird. We're off. We're experimenters, creators, writers, directors.
Podcasters, comedians, humorists, writers, directors, observationalists.
Writers, good listeners, creatives, students of the arts.
Oh, yes, performance artists, animators, we're cartoonists, humorists and outcasts, fringe entertainers.
Animators, artists. Hey, this is fun and all, but don't you think we're turning this pod into a glorified pissing contest? We should just try to wrap it up and be cool about it all. Like, at the end of the day, we're just cool, nice, successful dudes. Let's just be chill.
All right.
I'm down.
Peace, y'all.